Welcome to the Spin Access Podcast. I'm Eric Borzeski.
I'm Jason Nickel.
I'm Tyson Deskins.
This week, we're going to talk about the problems with 2D video, of which they are aplenty. There are lots of problems with 2D video. Namely, it's 2D. We don't exist in two dimensions. We exist in
three dimensions.
I was going to say there are, four dimensions. We have time, right? We could add more dimensions, but no, we exist in three-dimensional space. And when you look at video, there are a lot of things that can look one way, but are actually another way entirely. And so we're going to talk about some of them. They are, as I said, aplenty in this episode. For example, just to name one, Jim Waldron had the arm swing illusion. And so when you're watching people on video, it looks like they move their arms across their chest really far, like 90 degrees across their chest, and it looks like their arms are on the trail side of their body, like way on the trail side, because they are on the trail side a little bit, but way on the trail side of their body at the top of the backswing. That's a well-known, perhaps the most well-known illusion, to borrow his word, in 2D that we encounter often in the golf swing. But they, as I said, are aplenty. My wife likes good and plenties, and I think they're terrible. So every time I say the word plenty, I think of that awful candy.
Do you taste it when you think of it?
Oh, that must be a States one.
It's not Skittles. I'm not tasting the rainbow.
Yeah. I don't know either one of those. That's got to be a States thing.
You don't have good and plenty or Skittles?
Oh, Skittles for sure. We got Skittles.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll pass. In my studio today, I saw probably a dozen players trying to get their arms way back behind them. And, to the point of, I think that's what they think they're supposed to do. Because, they think that's what the golf swing is. And the camera just is a stationary object. It's not moving when players are swinging their arms. And so, again, it gives us that false narrative.
Yeah. Obviously, Gears is top notch. What's the one that's like Gears, not Quintex? That's
AMM. There's Sports Box, which isn't.
Yeah, it's one of the markered ones, too. Obviously, most golfers, 99% of golfers are not going to, maybe 99.9% of golfers is not going to have that system. But like when you start seeing your swing in 2D, but you can think about it in 3D is a huge advantage into your game. Now, obviously, we're going to talk some of the stuff in here where it's like, the illusions that you're seeing in that. One of my favorite ones is the lag angle that people are always chasing for. And it was like Sergio versus Billy Horschel, I think, is the one that I saw where it was like, yeah, it's a perfect example of like, Sergio looks like he's got 50% more lag than Billy Horschel does. And it's like, actually, Horschel had like one or two more degrees, but because it's filmed from in 2D versus in 3D, no one would ever say that, right? But that's
the problem with angles is that we're not, if you picture two sides of a triangle, that's at least 3 points on those two lines, right? You would have to have the camera perpendicular to the plane of those 3 points to really accurately measure that angle. And that's what causes a lot of the problems. For example, you have no idea what someone's trail elbow is bent when it's not perpendicular to the plane of the camera shooting at you. So near the top of the backswing, someone's right elbow could be bent 30 degrees or it could be bent 130 degrees, and it can look almost the same. Now, there are other context clues, but you have no way of really understanding that if, like, the humerus is pointing anywhere near the camera. And so we're looking at it from almost 90 degrees to the plane at which we would be looking at it if we wanted to even come remotely close to measuring that angle with a camera.
Yeah.
So another one is like how much the trail knee is bent, and which is why a couple episodes ago I listed that as one of the things I changed when I got Gears 5 years ago about what I taught. I didn't ever teach anyone to straighten the right leg or trail leg, but I did teach some people to extend it a little bit, because if you look at video, that's what it looks like a lot of people do.
Absolutely.
But they don't, because if the knee turns a little bit and everyone's knee turns out, nobody has 45 degrees, or very few people have 45 degrees of internal rotation of their trail hip. Okay, that'd be a lot. The trail knee will rotate out a little bit, and when it's rotating toward the camera, the knee bend is almost like in the line of the camera looking at you. So any bend is hidden and appears to be straighter, for example, or less bent. So your knee bend can appear to be extending, even though it's just turning toward the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of illusions like that. I'm jumping ahead a little bit and we'll get back to some other ones. But I like to show people, I like to say, do this crazy move. Do this silly thing that feels like it can't possibly be a golf swing. I'll even have them do it in separate parts. I'll be like, okay, like for example, the arm swing illusion stuff. Okay, just lift the club straight up in front of you. Turn your forearms 45 degrees over there. Bend your elbow, you know, do all that stuff. Okay, leave that exactly the same and then just turn your body to the top. Oh my gosh, look at this picture I just took of you at the top of your backswing. Wow, that looks like every PGA Tour player you ever see. And they're like, huh. And so if you can kind of break their brain a little bit, then they can start to go, maybe I've been recording myself and thinking about this in the wrong way. And it can start to get to the point that 2D is not what happens. Like if I'm watching someone, I can see that they bent their right elbow 130 degrees. I don't need a still camera. I don't need my gears to know that. I can see that in person, but they can't. And they can just see the video. Right. And that's what they have. Breaking their brain a little bit and showing them how, wow, I can do this thing that seems like not at all what you're supposed to do in a golf swing. And yet somehow it looks like what you're supposed to do in a golf swing on camera. So if you can make them understand how the 3D crazy move translates to what it looks like in 2D and it looks almost exactly the same, then you can help them.
Yeah. That's the hard part is the, you know, the general public is, you know, hopefully videotaping their swing, but now they've also got this dilemma of they're videotaping, but they don't know what to look for. You know, hopefully people listening to this, they're going to clue into a little bit of that. But yeah, the big ones are, one, the golf swing is a lot easier than what most people make it out to be, right? They're doing too much. And that sometimes can go into like, maybe the coaches, like not in general, but just like you hear a coach and the coach is like, oh, I would love for you to get some hand depth. And, you know, it is a good thing, but you can go too far, just like, you know, like the shallowing craze and the hand depth craze, you know, it's got to match up in your swing, right? If you're just like, oh, I'm hooking the shit out of the golf ball. It's like, well, man, your hands are literally behind your heels at the top of your backswing and you have a flat swing and your club is a little bit across line. So then, you know, you stay close too long. Then everything in there, all those elements are hook elements. Yeah, of course you're going to do that, right? And, you know, if they watch their swing, they're all they're looking for is, you know, well, can I just get my hands really, really deep? It's like, well, you don't need to in your swing. Right? That's not an element that you need. I need you to feel like your arms are just staying in front of your body. Like you might not feel like your arms go around you at all. Right. And Eric, you've said this before. I think it was like the arms are up, down, bodies around, you know, it's a great saying, you know, and I use that all the time, or it's just showing people that the arms don't do a whole lot into the golf swing other than picking the club up and then putting the club down. Like let your body be the thing that's bringing your arms around you.
Well, I think Eric, to your point of, you know, having gears for 5 years, I think, would you say that it has helped you look at golf swings in 2D and be able to explain it in a 3D way to the player to help them connect the dots faster without actually throwing them through the 3D?
For sure. And it helps me understand the way that people move in 3D a little bit better as well, because when you can look at how much a body segment is rotating, you can't see that in 2D either, right? If I just take my forearm and just rotate it, there's evidence. Like you can see the shaft moving.
Yeah.
You could see the thumb kind of moving a little bit, but you can't really measure that stuff very well. For example, pelvis turn.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people turn their pelvis, their hips, okay, 55 degrees, 60 degrees. I had a girl the other day, 75 degrees in the backswing of pelvis turn.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry, but like I've had people on gears who have faster hips than Rory McIlroy. So in the same amount of time, he goes from about 38 to about 48. 38 in the backswing, 48 at impact. If we round up, that's 40 and 50. So 90 degrees of rotation in that amount of time, which for him is about 0.2, it's a little over 0.2 seconds. I've had people turn 100 degrees in that same amount of time. But if they're doing it from 70 closed in the backswing, they're only going to get to 30. And so if you're a 45-year-old dude that turns back 60 degrees, you're not getting to anything close to even 30, let alone 40 or something like that in the downswing. So pelvis turn is a really tough thing to assess. We can all see it on video when someone barely turns.
Right.
You don't even see their belt buckle and they're at the top of the backswing and their back looks like it's a pretzel.
Yeah.
But any kind of rotation around a point is tough to assess in 2D. And so I even find myself when I'm doing an online lesson or something like that, and I'm recording a video, it's really tough to get the camera angle so you can see what you're talking about. Usually I'm turning around and showing the same move from like four different angles. I'm doing a face on, I'm doing a down line, I'm doing a rear. I'm trying to almost give them an overhead view sometimes because I'm like leaning over so much. I'm like pointing my head at the camera just so they can see from all these angles, because then you can kind of start to build out the dimensionality of all that. But when we get a video from someone, it's one angle, and then we see often a different swing from face on. So I do like the students. We all have students that have setups where they have both face on and down line, and you can see the same swing for both, because even within golfers, their swings are mostly consistent. Everyone's swing is pretty much the same all the time, but there are subtle differences to each swing, right? One, the club is 2 inches inside the hands. The next one, it's half an inch inside the hands at P6 or something like that. So there are some subtle differences there, but it definitely helps to have some 3D understanding and some software and to have captured, you know, a few thousand, tens of thousands, whatever swings on gears to see, oh, that change resulted in this.
Yeah. I think the goal, right, is to help players connect the dots faster. Mm-hmm. And as coaches, we're always trying to connect the dots faster. And I think if you want to be able to do that, then you have to have an understanding of, I don't think everybody, especially the player, no one needs to be an expert at it, but it definitely will help players connect those dots faster. Because to your point, somebody's turning their hips 70 degrees in the backswing, they're probably doing that on purpose, you know, because they think they have to, they're trying to do that, right? And so I think those things go a long way for those players.
Yeah.
Let's even talk about the swing plane that someone swings on, right? Until your club is horizontal. I don't love the words on plane, but for the purposes of this discussion, let's assume that that makes sense and that everyone kind of knows what we're talking about. So the club, let's assume a righty, at every point before the club is horizontal to the ground or parallel to the ground at the top of the backswing, which almost nobody's swing should be that long anymore with almost any club, it should be pointing to the left. On a 2D video down the line, it should be pointing to the left, up in the sky, somewhere to the left. But yet, A, the camera's ideally wrist height, so it's back there. So it looks like it's getting closer to parallel to the ground before it's closer to parallel, right? Because the camera's down low, it's shooting up high. So if the club is 30 degrees in the air, it will look like it's horizontal. And then it's tough to tell where that club is actually pointing relative to the target line. A lot of people will draw a line down, and if it goes through the ball, but the target line is like an angled line at that point, and it's close to some swing planes. There's a whole lot of, like, people try to draw a line down. Oh, look, it's through the ball. I'm on plane. There could be all kinds of stuff going on there.
Camera angle is... It's like all things, it should be consistent, right? And if you're trying to change one thing and then you move your camera 6 inches, a foot from where you've always been videotaping, or you move from that, it's going to be thrown off. What is it? The Rapsodo Plus, that's like on the ground. I've had people send me those swings and I'm like, I'm sorry, man. There's literally nothing I can do with that.
The ball, because it's a radar unit trying to track the ball, but it records video, but it's like, shows us the Mevo Plus and stuff.
Correct. Yeah. You can't use those, but
it's great for drawing a little impact in the ball flight tracer. That's cool.
Yeah. But for
your swing, nope, throw it out.
No, but that's the other thing too, is going back a little bit into like the angles. Not enough people are videotaping those other angles. They're not videotaping face on, right? They're not videotaping from the backside. You can't just videotape yourself from down the line all the time and be like, oh, I wonder why this is happening. Every other range session, a minimum, right? You should be like videotaping yourself from face on. And I know it's hard, right? Because especially if it's a packed range, you just got to ask, you know, Mr. Johnson, be like, hey, do you mind if I snag one video while you're taking a water break or something like that? I just want to see what my swing looks like from here, right? You should have that, because you need to start building that stuff into it. You know, how's your pressure shift? Like, where's your center of masses? And when you come down to impact, and you can't really see that from down the line. So you need at least face on for that. And then from the backside to go into like elbow bend and width and stuff like that. I like that. That's like my favorite angle. And then you can obviously see how the pelvis is moving into the transition from there as well. If you're only videotaping yourself from down the line, there's so much that it's going to lie to you, or it's just not going to give you enough information that you need those other angles. So snag them.
Yeah. And like, Eric, I know you've mentioned multiple times, one of the big things that you see on gears is that trail elbow is bent way too much for recreational golfers. Can you just talk a little bit about how does the measurement the gears does, how does it measure that, right? Well, like, just explain that really quickly and talk about what you see and how you try to make that better.
Yeah, so Gears has markers that, whether you're talking about Gears Classic, which is the full suits and everything, you got, you know, markers on various parts of your body. So you have a marker above your shoulder joint. You have a marker on your elbow, center of your elbow joint. You have a marker on your wrist. So that, it doesn't use those markers. You could measure the angle between those markers, but it uses that. It uses knowledge of millions of swings that have been captured on Gears to kind of derive where the joint is. And from having derived where your shoulder joint is, it builds basically a skeleton, and then it builds kind of an avatar. So it measures the joint angles that it kind of creates in that skeleton.
Okay.
And a lot of people love to bend the crap out of their trail arm because they don't know how to turn properly. So they don't turn, but they know the club has to go up here and get above their head somewhere. So they just bend their arm and pull it around themselves and put it up there. And as you said, even, but I've said, the body is responsible mostly for going around and the arms are mostly responsible for going up and down. So I will show them, oh, you can put your arms up here and then turn to gain depth. As long as you can turn far enough and keep your head toward the ball enough that you can still see the ball. Most people can turn 90 to 105, 110 degrees and still be able to see the ball with both eyes. So I don't do anything special. You know, there's right, there's trail arm elevation,
yep.
Right? The humerus has to move away from the shirt seam.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Even if it does abduct a little bit, it does move out away from the midline a little bit. So the trail arm does go out a little bit, but it doesn't go 90 degrees out around your body and end up on the trail side. So there's lots of stuff, you know. I have a picture I tweeted out a long time ago that I still show people of Rory McIlroy, and it looks like at the top of his swing, his left arm is pinned to his chest.
Yeah.
And then if you scroll a little bit and it shows the shadow, the sun was shooting right through the triangle in his arms, and then there's a massive amount of space in there. Mm. It looks like his left arm is pinned right across his chest. You can't see that in 2D video because even face on, to Jason's point, right, if you look just down the line, you have no idea. But even face on, it looks like Rory's left arm is way across his chest until you realize that he's turned his shoulders 125 degrees. And so his chest is pointing like back away from the face on camera quite a bit. And so even then, his left arm is not that close to his chest. So you're drawing a triangle. And if you look at the overhead view of Rory, you've posted one, Jason, recently. You can see in the overhead view of Rory that there's a big gap between like across his collarbones and down his left arm. And that's tough to see in 2D. Now, I'm not saying people should get selfie sticks and have someone hold it overhead.
I was just going to say that.
Record those views. It'd be cool to do now and then. One view that people don't use often enough, the rear view behind the golfer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry if your butt looks bad, but put a camera back there now and then. You'd be amazed at what you see.
For sure. And I would just say, if you're only using video, you're only using camera, I think you both said it, it's super important that it's the right angle, the right height. I guess so many videos from guys with the phones literally sitting on the ground because they don't have a tripod
if you
or whatever.
About your golf, invest in a freaking tripod.
You know, it's just the truth.
Get a $20 tripod. Get something that's maybe even $50 because the $20 ones fall over and then your phone breaks.
Yep. And then to Jason's point, just be consistent with that.
Yep.
If that's all you can use, you've got to get good angles and be consistent with it.
Yep.
Awesome. So thanks for listening. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button and share this episode with all of your golf buddies.
Yeah, you can find us on social media. Feel free. If you want to DM us your swing, I'd love to take a peek at it. Make sure good camera angles. You can find us on all social medias at The Spin Axis. And then you can find us online at thespinaxis.com.